Listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm sitting up here in our headquarters for our two police and military associations, and really enjoying some of the mail coming in. Our email is up over 200 a day now, and then many phone calls and many letters coming in from the private sector and also from police and military. And so it certainly keeps us busy here. I've been volunteering my time here for 23, almost 24 years, trying to help awaken and educate our brothers and sisters in uniform. And praise the Lord, I believe we've done a lot of good in that time. And more of our brothers and sisters in uniform are waking up to the fact that America, as they're going out around this nation fighting crime and criminals, the real criminals, more of them are opening up to understanding the real true criminal group, the most powerful criminal group is in our governments today, both in our state governments, the state houses, and in the federal government. And a lot of criminals, too, I'm sorry to say, are in your local law enforcement. But most of the time, with us closest to the people, you don't have the problems that big state agencies and international criminal cabal that took over the federal government have. But anyway, and then, of course, our soldiers are going out around the world, and we're hearing more of them have heard from their moms and dads and wives and husbands, and they're hearing about that as they're going out around the world trying to spread the democratic socialism and give people freedoms, that they're losing their freedoms at home. Yes, more police and soldiers who are serving in the military today are realizing that there's something wrong when they're being told they're in 120 to 130 different nations bringing freedom to these people that are not Americans, that at the same time they're moms and dads and children and wives and husbands are losing their freedoms back at home. And so it's interesting to be here and to help many who write to us to understand what's going on in the nation and the world today. And we're going to talk about some of these things when we get back. U.S. wounded in Iraq reaches 10,000 now of our brothers and sisters out there. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Brothers and sisters in uniform, both in law enforcement and the military. There's a lot of good guys and gals out there. I don't have to tell you that. Yes, I talked to a guy today that says he can't stand the police. We do have rascals out there, too, scallywags that should not be in uniform, both in the law enforcement and the military. Certainly we do. But anyway, report from the BBC. Like I say, we have to go out of the country to get the truth about what's going on in our military and in our government. And so this from the BBC says here Wednesday the 5th, today, the Pentagon says there's been more than 10,000 U.S. military personnel who've been wounded in Iraq since the conflict began in March 2003. I'd say it's a war, folks, not a conflict. There's no question about that. Newly published figures show that more than 5,000 of the wounded were serious enough to be unable to return to duty. Many have been left with serious injuries such as loss of limbs, sight, mostly as a result of blast effects of roadside bombs, which are growing greater in number all the time, folks. We're not winning this over there. It does remind me of the war that I went in the military to fight, the Vietnam War. I think more and more of the veterans who are there and the ones who were in Vietnam can see this coming. Guerrilla warfare with a religiously driven people is a real tough war to win. Not that we're over there to win anyway, but anyway, that's another subject. It says here more than 1,300 U.S. troops have been killed. Those are the ones they're admitting to. Remember all the illegal aliens we've taken into the military, folks. They don't count them at all when they're killed over there. We've heard there's many, many illegal alien American soldiers, you know, put in the American military who have been killed, and they're not listed at all. The latest figures underline that an equally telling price is being paid in the number of U.S. soldiers being wounded there, says the BBC's Pentagon correspondent Nick Childs. Advances in military medicine and body armor mean that many other survived wounds that they would not have survived in previous conflicts. In Iraq on Wednesday, a car bomb killed two Iraqi civilians and wounded 10 others in Baghdad. They won't tell us who those 10 others are. Police say the bomb exploded near a petrol station in the western district of Amaraya. The explosion came a day after gunmen assassinated the governor of Baghdad province in a separate attack, 10 more people were killed outside the headquarters of the Iraqi National Guard. So the war goes on. We've got a desperate people over there. I knew, folks, our police and military association knew here when we first took over Baghdad and laid off, 50,000 people who had no jobs, no way to make any money whatsoever, that they would become a part of the revolution against us. And indeed, this looks like it's been the case, because the people interviewed in the foreign press, the men especially who no longer had jobs and a way to feed their families, were desperate in their own land. And, of course, they believed it was because Americans came in there that they were out of work. And so a lot of them said they didn't want to, but they would have to join the opposition to try to throw off the invaders there. The Baltimore Sun came out with some information that the reserve, the Army Reserve, is breaking down under its burden. Today, once again, the Baltimore Sun came out in the Washington correspondent, said in a memo to Army brass, its leaders say overseas demands, dysfunctional policies pose a grave danger. The Army Reserve, a force of 200,000 part-time soldiers who provide key support in Iraq and Afghanistan with medics, engineers, and truck drivers, is rapidly disintegrating into a broken force. Its top general said to senior military leaders today, Lieutenant General James Ron Hemley, the chief of the Army Reserve, in a blunt and detailed memo, cited the demands of overseas commitments and the unwillingness of Army and Pentagon officials to change dysfunctional policies that are hampering the Army Reserve on issues ranging from training and extension of service time to the mobilization of his soldiers. The December 20 memo obtained by the Sun said that in a meeting, current demands of Iraq and Afghanistan, the reserve is in grave danger of being unable to meet other missions in the Pentagon's contingency plan or to help with domestic emergencies in the United States, and is rapidly disintegrating into a broken force. The purpose of the memo is to inform you of the Army Reserve's inability to meet mission requirements in Iraq and Afghanistan and to reset and regenerate its forces for follow-up and future missions, Henley wrote in an 8-page memo sent through Army channels to the Army's Chief of Staff, General Peter Shoemaker. I do wish to send a clear, distinctive signal of deepening concerns, said the top brass of the Army Reserve, Lieutenant General James Hemley. Interviewed yesterday at the Pentagon, General Hemley said, I stand by the memorandum. Is there frustration? Absolutely. Is the frustration beyond control? No. The memo was designed as a frank exchange with Army leaders in advance of upcoming congressional hearings, said Henley, adding that he planned to press ahead with changes for the long-term health of the Army Reserve. Henley, who General Henley, would not discuss the specific officials who declined to support policy changes, though he said in one instant political pressure from Congress led to a real roadblock. A senior Army official who requested anonymity said yesterday that unexpected troop requirements in Iraq led to the problems outlined by Henley. The active duty forces needed there continually rose over the past year, requiring an increased number of reserve soldiers to provide support. The official said some policies would have to be changed. 150,000 U.S. troops now in Iraq include about 30,000 Army Reserve soldiers serving in Iraq and Kuwait. Folks, it's not said here, but they're having one horrible time keeping these reservists in. They're not re-upping. They're not signing up again. And also, they're having a horrible time recruiting. So this is a sign of what happens when we get ourselves into wars that have nothing to do with American security whatsoever or the American people's benefit at all. So, sad, but that's the way it's going over there right now. Something that we touched on a little bit yesterday, I want to continue with tonight a little bit, because it's a concern to all of us in this nation, is that we have Doug Newman, a Jewish fellow, a Jewish writer and researcher, who sent us a report that is entitled, They're Coming for the Christians. And he says here, on December 17th in Melbourne, Australia, two Christian pastors were found guilty of vilifying Muslims. The judge in the case stated that these pastors, one a former Muslim himself, violated Section 8 of the Racial and Religious Tolerance Act of 2001, which forbids a person from engaging in conduct that incites hatred against, serious contempt for, or revulsion or serious ridicule of that other person or class of persons. Okay, this is your hate law. Hate laws in action down there, folks. And we're just finding out something we should have known all along, and some of us did know, that hate laws are being perpetrated to stop Christianity and to condemn Christians across the world. And there's another good example there in Australia. That's the only reason for it, to condemn the Bible, destroy the Bible, ban the Bible and parts of the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and to attack Christians. Doug Newman says, this is not the Sudan, it's not Saudi Arabia, it's not Iran. This is Australia. It is, as you know, a free country. Things like this don't happen in free countries, he says, or do they? And he goes back to our case here in the United States of the ridiculous hate crime laws, showing it's designed to persecute Christians. He states that on October 10th of 2004, in Philadelphia, 11 Christian members of a group called Repent America went to a homosexual rally where they peacefully displayed banners and quoted Bible verses condemning homosexuality. They were arrested, as you remember, and spent the night in jail before they were bailed out. According to the news, they are now facing charges of criminal conspiracy, possession of instruments of crime, reckless endangerment of another person, ethnic intimidation, riot, failure to disperse, and disorderly conduct in obstructing highways. The ethnic intimidation charge stems from the new Pennsylvania hate crimes law, which now lists sexual orientation as a victim category. They're coming after the Christians, folks. And the Christians are still sitting back and doing nothing about this. And this is going to become more and more serious. And hopefully, as the persecution becomes greater, more Christians will wake up that we need to stand together against these things. We'll be right back with more.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, we're back, and this is that old cop, Jack McGlam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And I was going to say the smoking lamp is lit. but it isn't lit. No, but the lines are open if you'd like to call in tonight on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And you can talk about anything you'd like to tonight. Yes, I remember those days in the military. Smoking lamp is lit. Well, anyway, let's go back to Doug Newman. He's done a good job here talking about they're coming for the Christians, and this is true, folks. And as our dear brother, last night I read Chuck Baldwin. Yeah, Reverend Chuck Baldwin talked about, why does the religious right ignore civil liberties issues? Well, there's several reasons for that. They believe they're getting the heaven out of here, and they just don't care, for one thing. But what a surprise they have coming their way. Doug Newman, one of our Jewish Americans here, says it very well. He says, Christians are being attacked left and right in this country. Christianity is, and now that we're going for these hate laws, that, believe me, they come from those that hate Christ. The hate laws are being promoted by those that hate Jesus Christ and are going to destroy the Bible and destroy Christians as much as possible in the years ahead. And sadly, a lot of Christians are going to be surprised that they're here going through this persecution when their ministers told them they were going to get the heaven out of here. And so anyway, let's end up with Doug Newman here, who says that these poor 11 in Philadelphia, he says, with the charges against them, three felony charges and five misdemeanor charges, the DA, district attorney, referred to the scriptures, by the way, as quoting from the scriptures as fighting words, he says. These protesters face 47 years in prison if convicted. What did they do? They did what God told them to do. Get in the face of those that are committing sin and tactfully and kindly try to show them the error of their ways. And that's what they did. They carried their signs. They were lawfully, peacefully assembled on the sidewalk. The police told them that was fine. And all of a sudden, the black ski mask came, and they were all arrested, charged with charges that these Christians faced for reading scriptures out of the Holy Bible. They could face 47 years in prison. Doug Newman ends up saying, this is not Mecca, it's not cartoon, this is Philadelphia, the city that gave us the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. What do you think, folks? Are they coming after the Christians? Do you believe it when I tell you that? It gets worse and worse. Remember, I told you, if you follow, like law enforcement people do, who these judges are and where they come from, the most evil, the most crass, the ones with less conscience, the ones with no morals get promoted up to the judgeships. This Judge Petrie's Tucker of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals denied the appeal of the Philadelphia 11 Christians to stop the persecution and prosecution. They're going to go to court, and they're coming after the Christians, says Doug. Many of you are familiar with the following quote by Pastor Martin Niemöller. Niemöller. When the Nazis came for the communists, I did not speak out because I wasn't a communist. When they came for the trade unionists, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. When they came for the Catholics, I did not speak out because I wasn't a Catholic. When they came for the Jews, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak for me. Is anyone speaking for the Christians today? Hard to find them. Most of the Christians are hiding out in their prayer closets, praying that the Antichrist doesn't get here before the rapture gets here. He says, is this the first time you've even heard about the outrage of the 11 in Philadelphia? Probably it is, folks, if you're listening to the daily news, because I haven't heard it on any of the news, only on Republic Broadcasting Network and publications within our own alternative media have I heard about these things. Focus on the Family and the Christian Coalition have condemned the prosecution of the Philadelphia 11. However, you must delve deep into their web pages to even find this. You would think that it would be on the front lines when it has come to a crime to quote the Bible on American soil. He said, I could find nothing about this episode on the website of the American Center for Law and Justice, which purports to chase ambulances for Jesus. Has your pastor said anything about the events in Philadelphia? Or is he so brainwashed by the Bush spin machine that he refuses to admit that this is happening? Well, thank you, Doug Newman, for that report. They are coming after the Christians. It'd just be nice if the Christians knew that they're coming after them. Pastors refuse to tell them. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we understand we're going to get a caller here to answer our question that we left Chuck Baldwin asked yesterday, and that is, why does the religious right ignore civil liberties issues? He says he doesn't know. I think he does, but is just not sane. And I've listed here four reasons why. Christians ignore civil liberties today and allow them to just be taken away. And so we're going to have a caller in just a couple minutes here that's going to answer that question for us. So if you'd like to do that, remember last night we ran out of time. We had some good callers calling in and some great responses, but we just, as usual, run out of time. So remember Chuck Baldwin, Reverend Chuck Baldwin's thoughts yesterday on why does the religious right ignore civil liberties issues today. Well, I tell you, folks are not going to be able to ignore them much longer because their own oxen are going to be gored very soon. And, you know, it's just a great time in America for us to discuss that fourth area that I keep going back to this because it is so essential. That fourth area that Senator Barry Goldwater said would be taken over in America, and that's the churches. You remember he said the educational system would be taken over by these international crime families, the money system would be taken over, the voting system, you know, the parties would be taken over, and they certainly have been. You have, as Pat Buchanan says, you have two arms of the same bird of prey, the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party, and that's correct, of course. But as an example of how important it is to understand how the churches have been taken over in America, there is so many indications of this, and how our pastors have been misled in seminaries since the early 1900s to teach error, to lead the American Christian out of combat, even verbal combat, and writing letters of combat against evil leaders in government. It's never been before that the people of God have not stood up and spoke out about evil leaders. It is taught in the Bible through example after example after example. How did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego get in the furnace? Think about it. Time after time after time, we should think about how they confronted evil leaders, because God, of course, set up governments, but he told his people that they should only appoint over them people that love God and will follow his mandates and his laws. We don't do that today, do we? Of course, we're withdrawing. We want to get out of here. We're going to be leaving next week, and we don't have to worry about it. Let the devil take over. And, of course, he has. But while we're waiting for calls tonight, if you'd like to call in and talk about anything tonight, you certainly may here on the Officer Jack McLam program. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I want to give you another little thing to tug on your brain and on your heart for a minute that shows you how our ministers have been misled and have gone forward and misled the American Christian today. And that is in the area of who is a Jew, okay? Who is a Jew? Now, I tell you what, you talk about causing an absolute stir. You ask that question, and you will be attacked today. But let's go back here just a minute and go with a minister, an evangelist back in the 1920s. That dealt with this issue back in the 1920s. He knew in the early 1900s that the Scofield Reference Bible had come out, and that was the main rag they used to mislead the American preachers that went through seminaries ever since, and even today the same thing. And he mentions that in the churches since his day, 1920s, back to the early 1900s, they started calling Abraham a Jew. They started calling Isaac and Jacob a Jew, and basically everybody in the Bible a Jew that was a prophet or so forth. And he mentions that this is absolutely not true. And he goes on to say, and here's just a little bit, it'll whet your appetite for studying the fallacies that are being taught today. He says, beginning with Adam, we have the start not only of chronology, but of the generational tables of the Bible. There are 10 generations from Adam to Noah, and 10 generations from Shem, that's Noah's son, to Abraham. Heber was the fourth in generation from Shem. After the descendants of Heber, there were Hebrews, because the word Hebrew comes from the family of Heber. Abraham was six generations later. He, therefore, was a Hebrew. He was in the line of Heber, and he was called a Hebrew, and that's what a Hebrew is. You're from the line of Heber, the family of Heber. The Hebrews were not Jews, by the way, because Judah, from whom the Jews descended, the family of Judah, from whom the Jews descended, was not born yet. When the time came, there were Jews on the earth, of course, but they also were Hebrews. A small portion of them were Hebrews, but the great mass of Hebrews were not Jews. Now, isn't that something? Because your minister, most ministers constantly tell you that Hebrews and Jews are the same thing. Same name. Hebrew means Jew, and Jew means Hebrew. And not today. There's very few Hebrews, even today, that are Jews. Now, he says, let's follow the facts here. And he lays it out so well. He says Abraham had 8 sons. One son was Ishmael, whose mother was Hagar. One son was Isaac, whose mother was Sarah. After Sarah's death, Abraham married Keturah, and she bore him 6 more sons. Abraham, being a Hebrew from the line family of Heber, or descendant of Heber, his descendants would then, of course, be Hebrews. And their descendants would also be Hebrews from the house of Heber, but their descendants were not Jews. That was an impossibility. If they were Jews, ridiculous assumption, then Ishmael, one of his sons, would be a Jew, and that would make the Arabs who came from the house of Ishmael Jews. Are the Arabs Jews? No, they are not. The descendants of Keturah, Abraham's wife, her 6 sons became the Brahmins of India. So are the Brahmins of India Jews? It would be foolish to declare that they too were Jews, although as the descendants of Abraham, they were of the stock of Heber, and they were Hebrews. Interesting, isn't it? Would your minister know that the Brahmins of India are Hebrews? No, he doesn't know that. He's been mistrained, misguided, and misdirected in these seminaries that were taken over early in the 1900s to take the American Christian out of the Bible and into error. But this preacher goes on to say the same reasoning applies to Isaac. Isaac was a Hebrew, the son of Abraham. Now, Isaac had 2 sons, Esau and Jacob. If Jacob was a Jew, then both Esau and Jacob would be Jews. This would make the descendants of Esau also Jews. But, as you know, the descendants of Esau became the Edomites, later the Turks, also the Pharaohs of the oppression, were the Esau line, but none of these people are Jews. The Turks certainly are not Jews. To call Abraham a Jew would make him a descendant of Isaac's yet unborn grandson, Judah. Why doesn't our ministers know that the Jews came from the house of Judah? Remember Jacob Israel, whose name was Jacob first, and then God renamed him Israel? He had a son, one of many, named Judah. And that's when the name Jew started. Why doesn't our ministers know this? The tribe of Judah had no existence on earth during the time of Abraham and Isaac. If Isaac was a Jew, then surely his twin sons, Jacob and Esau, would be Jews. We all know that Esau's twin brother became the progenitor of the Turks, as they're known today. If Jacob was a Jew, how could it be that his twin brother would not be, since they were both born of the same mom and dad? Interesting, isn't it, folks? Well, I could go on and on here. Jacob was one of twin brothers, remember, and Jacob had 12 sons, which came from 4 different mothers. None of these 12 sons were Jews, by the way. One of his 12 sons was Judah, but in the sense in which we use the word Jew today, the term cannot apply to Judah, for he was not a Jew, because he was the start of the Jews. His name was Judah, because of the fact that whom we call Jews today have certain characteristics and are racially a type that came into existence hundreds of years ago after Israel left Egypt. This racial type or remnant we know as the Jews is only a small portion of the descendants of Judah today, who has only, remember folks, Judah was only one of 12 sons of Jacob. And it's interesting to me, folks, how we can call Judah, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, a race. Jews are a race. Can they be a race, folks? If they come, if the word Jew comes from Judah, the house of Judah, one of 12 sons of Jacob, Israel, how can Judah, the Jews, be a race and the other 12 sons of Jacob not be their own race? Do you understand what I'm saying? We've been so misled. Our ministers have been so misled in seminaries that they have changed the Word of God and led Christians away from doing what we should be doing in the face of evil leaders today, in condemning them and standing up and speaking out, just like the 12 or 11 prisoners in Philadelphia did. We hear all the time, pray about it, pray about it, pray about it. Let the Lord sort it out when he gets here. That's not what God told us to do, folks. We're supposed to be his disciples on earth. We're supposed to stand up as the prophets did and the disciples did against evil, wherever we find it. Just as the 12, or I keep saying 12, but it wasn't 12, it was 11 there in Philadelphia that are in trouble today. We won't even stand up for them. We're keeping our head down. We're scared. We're leaving here next week. Why get involved? Very sad. But see, this is just an example. I'm just trying to point out to you how our ministers are so misled today, and they're misleading so many people that are going to have to face God one day along with the ministers when he asks what you did to stand in the gap for me against my enemies. And what will they say? Well, we were waiting for the rapture. You know, that's what we were doing. We were hiding out in our prayer closets, praying that you'd clean it up when you got here. We were scared. Okay, well, enough on that. I just got into a tangent there again, but it is, as Barry Goldwater said, Senator Barry Goldwater, the churches would be taken over, and sadly, folks, he's not wrong. He's dead now, but he was not wrong when he made that statement. Our churches are leading Christians away from the fight for God and country today. We're supposed to occupy this land until he returns. We're not doing it. We're trying with the few we have left who are awakening to find out that we should be standing up against evil in this country. We're trying. And God, hopefully, as we begin to awaken more and more of our brothers and sisters in Christ and fellow Americans, and more people stand up as they're beginning to do today, as the persecution gets greater, we will impress God, and we get him to stay his hand of judgment on this nation for throwing him out by our withdrawal. That's exactly what's happening to our nation. God is bringing this nation down around our ears. It's not the Bush crime family and all these criminal Luciferians that have circled around this Luciferian family, the Bush family, and these other international crime families. You know, they're not bringing this nation down around our ears. We have withdrawn and given this nation over to Lucifer and his minions, and God is withdrawing his hand, and we're going to come under tremendous persecution unless we can impress God with the fact that we are awakening and wanting to reoccupy and do what he told us to do in the very beginning. Can we do it? I pray we can. We're excited here that more and more people are waking up every day as the persecution gets greater. That's a good sign. But it is sad, isn't it? Some of you out there have been involved in this fight for God and liberty longer than I. You know, I've been at it 23, almost 24 years. Some of you, man, I'm a young punk at it. Some of you have been at it 60 years and more. We know some of you people, great Americans. But what we need to do is have numbers sufficient enough that God will say, hey, these people are trying to turn this thing around. I'm gonna stay my hand of judgment on them, see what they can do, give them a little more time. That's what we'd like to do. You know, here at the Officer Jack McLam program and at our police and military organizations, we have a tendency to give too much credence to the power of the international crime families that have control of our governments. And we say they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And here's their timetable. They're going to do this. You know, we have to have a big terrorist attack on America before they can push the martial law scenario and before they can get in the draft that's coming up. But remember, God's in control. God is in control, not these evil crime families that have control of our government today. I heard the music there for a second. We're in the break now? We're skipping the break because of the computer crash. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness gracious. That can be serious, folks. That can be serious. So we're going to just continue on there. Yes, folks, keep in mind that we study and we research and we think we know what's happening and when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen, and we pat ourselves on the back. We got these crime families figured out. But we must always remember that they can't do anything. They can't carry out any of their devious goals and their terrorist attacks on America. They can't do anything unless God's timetable. It's God's timetable that they're under, not their own timetable, unless he allows them to do it. So that is the exciting thing. Yes, we're going to go to our first caller of the night, Andrea in New York. Andrea, how are you today?
Hi, Officer Jack. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm glad you started to talk again about, you know, rousting up the slumbering, you know, believers and Christians.
Yes.
And I know last night we started to talk about, and I was very glad today that you were also touching on how the passivity is just so, I share this. Rather than me condemn my brothers and sisters in the Lord and Christians, we all are somewhat impacted by, and again, as I mentioned it last night, and I think you understand that the crime families have their kind of sub rosa police force, if you want to include the CIA and the National Security Agency.
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay. Well, what I think is important to understand is that the National Security Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office, you know, the ones that control the satellites, are, keep in mind that the power of those satellites can work. Eric Jewell was very knowledgeable of this. What these satellites will do is ELF, extremely low frequency, and work with like an electromagnetic wave. It operates at below what's known as 10 bandwidth, where cellular phones and battery mobile phones can only operate above 15 bandwidth. Communication, however, can still be done on the people. And so this contemporized, sophisticated Tesla class of what they call the non-lethal weapons, this kind of hardware that the Black Ops budget has been spending and is up in space and is being used on the radio towers here on Earth, you know, call it, there's HARP, there's a number of different names, but this is what is also being used. It's a very subtle, you know, kind of extremely low frequency wave. And what it does is it acts as a pacifier in believers. If they are not in the Lord discerning of this subtlety, it literally will even, you know, provoke those deceits in the mind that whereby people misunderstand the scriptures. In other words, they're not letting the Holy Spirit really, and it's difficult because so many believers are just undiscerning of what is the Lord and what is not. I mean, look at what Eve did in the garden. We have so many illustrations, and I so appreciate that you took the time and you did some powerlifting in the scriptures to show where, you know, believers want to be feel justified at either believing in the rapture or feeling passive about not rebuking the darkness and the Satanism that, sort of envelops not only this administration, just because this guy says that he says the word Jesus or that he says he knows Jesus. And so, I had heard too, apparently, either the Ashkenazi Jews or there's a whole other group of people that are a remnant of Edom.
Yes.
So what the case, though, is that here, simply because there's been these people who have settled in this area of Western Asia, or this area of the Middle East, we're looking at a group of people who there's definitely a mix down there. I mean, there are a few Jews, Barry Kamish or Kamish, who this is a sincere guy who has seen the corruption in Israel and himself is very frustrated.
What's his name?
Barry Kamish or Barry Kamish. I can email you the information. Is it Chamish? Thank
Barry.
You.
Okay. I'm not aware of him.
Yes, a very sincere Israeli. And meanwhile, too, there are Torah-believing Jews who turn around and who say, I've finally gotten on an email list for a group of them, who have turned around and, talked about the incredible, I don't know to call it corruption, but they, like similarly, are very distressed over the Zionism.
Yes, they certainly are. That's a very good point, Andrea. See, we work with, every day, very good American Jews in the military and in law enforcement that love God and freedom. And, I mean, they're great Americans. They lay down their lives, as Gentiles do, for God and country. And so I'm happy you brought that up, that when we talk about the evil leadership of Israel and America, we condemn the newspapers and all around the world and the government saying the American people are doing this, the Americans are doing this, because we're not. The Israelis are not doing this. It's their evil government leaders that are doing these things, setting up this Antichrist world government system. So I'm very happy you bring that up, Andrea, that we have so many good Jewish people that are being condemned by those of us, and I hear it so often, the Jews are doing this and the Jews are doing that. Well, if you look carefully, most of the time it's not the Jews doing those things, and certainly it's not the Jewish people doing that. It's these very powerful evil leaders in both all the nations of the world today.
This is true. Thank you. The Lord died and rose for everybody. And since we don't have any right in a way to prejudge or to misdiscern, it's so essential we judge not before the time, and that we judge righteous judgment. But believers must wake up to the subtlety of the Satanism and the darkness that is being perpetrated by our government.
Thank you, Andrea. We're
coming up
on a break here. Lord bless you.
Likewise.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the program. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's the end of the program. This went very fast. Well, have a great evening, folks. Be back with you tomorrow. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I do. Have a great evening.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.